Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the weather is calm with mild temperatures. A warm evening in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv is inviting for a stroll. In Haifa, clear skies provide a peaceful night. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, talks between Washington and Tehran have halted, with one person dead in Qatar due to an Iranian drone strike. This follows consecutive nights of gunfire and American strikes in the Strait of Hormuz, alongside drone launches targeting facilities in Bahrain and Kuwait. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports on a new Israel-Lebanon agreement, highlighting how it differs from previous peace attempts. This comes amid regional diplomatic shifts, including a memorandum between Washington and Tehran. Also this hour, Axios reveals how shared concerns over Iran have driven the new Israel-Lebanon agreement, with 4 days of intense negotiations leading to the deal. Separately, Israel Hayom covers a story about Kiryat Shmona students who are returning to normalcy. After months of disruptions, the northern city has launched an educational boot camp to help students get back on track. And finally, Ynet reports that IDF Chief Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir credits recent military achievements for the landmark Lebanon deal. He emphasizes that Northern Command remains the IDF's main focus. From X, the latest. Chen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago criticizing claims against Israel. He argues that blaming Israel while ignoring Hamas's actions fuels hate against Jews. Adam Louie shared earlier today that it's rare to see the simple logic that equates a Jewish state with injustice, highlighting a broader debate. Raylan Givens reported recently that Iran has constructed extensive tunnels in southern Lebanon, with explosives being stored in a large area. Now for more on those stories, starting with the frozen talks between Washington and Tehran. According to Israel Hayom, the breakdown comes amid escalating tensions in the region. The recent drone strike in Qatar marks a deadly escalation, causing concerns over stability in the Gulf. These developments could further strain U.S.-Iran relations at a crucial time. Turning to the new Israel-Lebanon agreement, the Jerusalem Post details that this deal emerges after substantial diplomatic activity. The memorandum between Washington and Tehran played a key role. This agreement aims to enhance regional security, but challenges remain in ensuring its durability. Meanwhile, Axios provides insight into the negotiations leading to the Israel-Lebanon deal. The talks, motivated by mutual fears of Iran, involved significant diplomatic maneuvering. This agreement could reshape regional alliances, but the path ahead requires cautious diplomacy. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights Kiryat Shmona's initiative to support local students. The educational emotional boot camp offers thousands of hours of reinforcement. It's a critical step in restoring stability and confidence in the community after prolonged disruptions. Finally, Ynet focuses on Lieutenant Gen Eyal Zamir's remarks about the Lebanon deal. He attributes it to recent IDF military gains. However, he warns that the Northern Command remains a priority, indicating ongoing security concerns. This underscores the fragile nature of peace in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that SpaceX bond investors are facing losses of over $300 million just a week after the company's large bond issuance. This raises questions about investor confidence in space ventures. Separately, CTEC reveals that BYNet's CEO cautions against unchecked AI development. He stresses the need for human oversight in balancing technology with human roles, pointing to potential shifts in power dynamics. And finally, from Walla Business, Ami Group has acquired the Planet Rishon Lezion Cinema Complex for 300 million shekels. This purchase marks a significant expansion in the entertainment sector for the company. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.